Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
And he's our guest star. We just talked right there. Because our main fucker geek, no, I'm the other one. So, anyway. Hey, motherfuckers. Yeah, she thought running to get a beer. And be the hostess was more important.
Hey, she wanted me to get a refill. So
that's cool. Right?
Nice like that.
One-on-one time with our audience.
So good news for everybody. I can't do my screechy thing because my voice is fucked up, and I feel like it's going to go out during the show.
We're on the air.
I got a friend with me, too. Yeah. Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick came for pizza.
So let's talk about the son of a bitch of Robert Street,
son of a bitch. You know, how did that happen?
And that fucking stupid red car, they were driving like idiots in front of us, so we deemed them.
I don't know. Every time
fucking
I,
Robert Street,
I don't know.
Bitch.
Every time I blurt some out, it seems to be something.
Stupid fuckers. I'm so pissed off at them.
Yeah, so we have the Robert Street, son of a bitch, and the bastards of Robert Street, and the jackholes of Robert Street.
Robert Street jackasses.
No, I mentioned that earlier, but anyway, I'm not as drunk as I want to be, so if you got any help, bring it over! Some of us are stoned.
Hello?
Yep, that's stoned over there, and the other one's in the patio.
The other one's in the living room waiting for pizza.
Hey, Patrick, say hello! Hey! Andy's out there. Andy's just trying to be on the air.
I know. He's been out for too long, but he's coming
out. I know. We need more voices, Mon. Argentina, that bat.
What the hell is up with that? So, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to cry.
I'm going to cut him out on the air, man.
Just so you know, he's probably going to hear this, and I'm going to find out. You fucker, I miss
him. And I'm going to cuss him out right now, okay?
Stop!
Chaos.
You're
going
to scare him off.
I don't care. He needs to be more
respectful. You fucking do that shit too much.
Okay, you know what? I'm an 80s bitch. If they can't understand.
Hey, I'm going to turn the song on.
I'm not.
80s. Except 90s instead.
Yeah,
well,
I'm 80s, but don't
matter. I don't know what I am.
Hey, Cole wants to be a guest in their
show. It's old Cat Cole.
It's old Cat Cole. He's a merry old soul. And he has beauty. When he looks at you, he smiles. Doesn't he, Andy?
Yeah, he does.
He smiles. Forgive me for a dime.
Tell me, Andy, I've been wanting to ask all week, what does it mean when you spear another cat? When one cat spears another?
I don't know, but it's really funny when you say
it. It's not perverted, honestly.
He doesn't know what it's really funny.
Yeah, okay, you see, when I heard that, I thought it was something else.
Well,
okay.
He spears butters of
spears. Yeah, he needs to not do that, because butters is.
So apparently Butters is scared, and I see Butters. Yeah, Butters, he crouches to the ground like a little pussy. He doesn't defend his own territory.
Oh, yeah.
Like old Cat Cole, the little Mario Cole, walking around the place like he owns it. And Maggie, her and her like blink meow and hit us.
Blink meow.
Got a blink meow.
Me right now.
Yeah, got a blink meow, but... Man, she can hiss. And she's been coming down here and, like, checking him out. So it's like.
So I'm keeping my door shut so that shithead doesn't come in here and hide in the
bed. But it's wide open. Hey, come smile for me.
Well, yeah, because whatever.
I know, I was like, when he get his mouth up to look at you, it's like he's got his claws. So he's. And Andy just is here, he's so smiling.
You know who he reminds me of?
Can't make it to me without his smiling.
You know who it reminds me of?
What?
He reminds me of my friend Ian.
Oh my god.
With his sour smocks.
He's a sour face. And that was like great.
Oh, that's a second.
You know, I wonder what his high school picture turns out.
I'm trying to find him, but I don't know where he is. I just
not
like
find
him, but.
Like,
it was that sour smock. his mom fucking, her magic card, dude, she went to Vegas and all that shit. That was awesome.
I know. Vinny and Rose. And I drive you guys to Virgo and you send a fucked up, you see some fucked up shit. You guys are like, they start singing their Galton Park song in the back
seat, man. That was, no, that was before St. Paul.
That was in like fifth grade we started hanging out.
I thought Ian was younger. I thought it was like second
grade. Yes, but he was 3 years younger than me, a couple years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
I was in fifth grade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What a good influence.
I know, right?
Yeah, I moved back, and the kid
ow!
At the kitty corner from us is like,
ow,
good one. We're carpooling in the morning, and I'm bringing them, and their mom's picking them up, and they're like singing Spartan and Bourbon in the back.
Oh, yeah. What was this thing, the most vulgar shit? Whatever the fuck was around.
Yeah, really.
And then Mary, man, oh, God, I grew up with her,
her
mother.
Yeah. I grew up with her mother and her grandma, and it's like,
I found her on MySpace once. Terrified of me, that bitch.
Yes.
I know, right?
Well, all I know.
She's pretty now, and she just thinks she's better than everyone else.
Well, her and her mom were always, like, her mom was always kind of chunky, and Mary was always fucking awake, but it's like, that's so freaky.
I don't
know
these people.
Well, these are people that, like, I grew up with, and
yeah.
Her kids, and then she grew up with their kids, and, like, well, the thing I was going to say is I would go
there.
I walked
Mary in the hamper one time, but I sat on top of it, and she was pretty kiddo.
Okay. So her mom was stuck up. Her grandmother used to always, her grandmother was always so nice, but no, her grandma would... They live right down the street from my parents, so she'd go over there and play, like, whatever, and their grandma would pick them up, and then I'd go over there and stop by.
Oh, well, that was how you went over there and see them.
I was just going to say, I went over there, and Grandma had a Jack bottle.
That was the real-life Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah. No, dude. Elsie looked like Mrs. fucking Doubtfire, and that's why when I first saw...
How rude, Annie. You're just going to walk away.
My God.
Are you supposed to be talking to the
anyway, so, yeah, Elsie Cole, she looked like the real Mrs. Doubtfire. When I first saw Robin Williams dress up as Mrs. Doubtfire, I was like, oh, my God. That is like Elsie Kate, all of it. But, oh, they're worried about pizza.
Anyway, I've been following up with the chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. But I went over there. Yeah, seriously, Elsie was just like Mrs. Doubtfire. But I went over there one day to see what was going on, and she was outside, you know. I mean, she was just a grandmother. She let her daughter and her husband, she basically gave them the house, and she lived in the basement. Which I don't know what condition that basement was in. But she was babysitter, always there. And I showed up one day to see what was going on. I mean, her husband had died, like, many years before, so it was just her, and I see she didn't want her daughter to move out, whatever. But I showed up one day, and there was a big Jack Daniels bottle sitting on the fence. She's like, hi! And her breath just fucked out of me.
They didn't get it pushed over to credit card when I thought I had some cash.
What?
They didn't flush it. I was like, dang.
You called them back, though.
Reorder
it, dude. Yeah, they owe you free pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut sucks, man, dude. He called them, ordered pizza, and they sent here, and he called it, because none of us, like, cash or checks, but it's like, so he had it switched over to his credit card, and they fuckers get here, and they're just like, but you know what, Bill, we've had days, haven't you paid it by debit card?
Wipe.
Yeah, wipe. Is there a monk out there?
Yeah.
Haven't you paid it by debit card, like, is it credit or debit card?
It depends. There's
debit cards because.
That's Patrick. Say hi, everybody. So you'd have been paying by debit card. She's paid by debit card. And I don't see there's any reason why
Seriously.
We need a link.
We can swear.
No,
this is our show. We swear. We can swear all we want, but your balls are bleeding.
Well, you haven't heard shit.
Ow. Must be a half sack in SLA.
I don't know.
Okay. You ever heard of a dude getting an artificial ball?
Yeah, Dave England.
Really?
Well, actually, I don't think he has one, but yeah, I've heard
of it. Pastor, call Domino.
That's why half sacks was called half sacks. You don't let a half sack.
Call them back and.
Call back and say, dude, I called you guys back and changed it, and they came here, and they won't give me my pizza, assholes.
Those are fuckers.
And I'm trying to drink beer right now, and it's kind of unpleasant, but oh well.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm sitting there, I'm okay. I just got to chug it. All right, so we got the son of a bitch Robert Street we got to look out for. It's a red, white kind of car.
I don't remember. It was a stupid red-looking car.
I don't
know. We're going to report the Pizza Hut guy.
The son of a bitch Pizza Hut guy.
The new son of a bitch Robert Street.
Yeah, you're taking the cake. Fuck that.
Asshole. But he's, you know what, he's too happy, though. Maybe he's going to rush to the call.
I know.
Right here, you know, I can bitch up a storm, so
I can't. Strangely enough, I'm just like,
I can't.
Maybe that show's already in that field.
Seriously, I was too nice for it. You can only. When you get to my age, you're not going to be that nice anymore, I guarantee. You're going to be so fed up with the shit.
Hey, I'm getting there, okay? Give me some credit here.
Damn it, I still couldn't match yours.
Nope, you never can.
I might be able to match your farts, but man.
No, you can't.
That's not possible. I was serious last night. She just fucking tells me to come down here, and I come down here, and she lifts her leg and makes a big fart. Like, that's all she wanted to do.
I messaged her on Facebook. I was like, you come down here quick. And she's like, yeah, okay. She comes down here.
I thought it was important, and she comes down here both big farts. Think something wrong. But then I fucking go up there and she tells me to ask me to come down again. I knew it. I'm not that dumb. Now I'm never going to trust again when you want me to come down.
No, please. Don't do that.
What's their song tonight? Let's see.
Your face.
It's kind of a
your
bitch.
Song is your face.
Your face.
It's called your
face. I want to take a moment because
sit over there.
I just want to say something. I'm not going to say names, but
yes,
our friend that was just on here was visiting her now, but it was his mother, and he and her were good friends back in the 90s and so on, but
moments of silence.
Bless her heart. So yesterday, I was pretty connected. Patty, next time we're going to get with your stuff, and this one's for you.
Yeah. And then you got to get some to dump also, too.
I know. That's why, I mean, being, you know, I get, like, a size that, and then
yeah,
dump them out.
Yeah.
But, like, have the guys in here and walls, you know, take a stop.
Or we're going to have to go outside to dump it out, you know.
Well, of course.
Dump it on the floor in here,
you know.
But, you know.
Dump it on our box. I don't know. I don't
or
know.
On
yeah. Not some
you usually
dump
it on the ground, though.
Yeah, on the
okay.
ground, not on her property.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was good.
I like that all the time.
That sucks.
But, yeah, that really fit because I didn't even get to see her. Like, I've been seeing this year, like, last week, and she was given 6 months. And a month later, she's gone.
Here.
My God.
Yes,
here. I wasn't a drinker, but there was one time the woman owner, when I would go over the street, that she said, you know what, I don't want to drink by the end of it. So, that's an interview with your card, your stuff, and I dashed up to be here on my car. But I didn't care, you know.
If
I
you were drunk. No,
I no, I wasn't drunk, though, and I had been sipping on a drink. It was under the hill, or the summary right behind us, so.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to walk out there, you know.
Oh.
I mean, it wasn't bad back then. It was a nice area, but
well,
it was dark outside, and I did not
yeah.
want to walk.
Like any good friend.
Very good friend. Very good friend. I'm still be talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know. That's the context. Kids will be.
Yeah.
Anyway, cheers to that. Watch out for the Robert Street son of a bitch. Somebody
and their stupid red closet looking
yeah,
car.
Yeah, it's like a newer red car. Oh, God.
I don't know what the fuck it was.
Lately, especially on the weekends, people are just like major road rage.
Dude, I got so mad this weekend, or today. I kept getting stuck behind these slow ass motherfuckers, and
mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude. Get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah, we need
okay.
to have something done with our car, and it's like every time we get better.
Like, even before that, even throughout the whole day, it's been
mm-hmm.
like that. Even driving for work.
Well, we went
like,
to the bank today to try to cash a check, and it's like all of a sudden, like, I decided to tell our friend to shut the car off, which gets all the driving because we were sitting waiting for someone to leave, and he said, why don't you get out and run inside, and I'll just idle the car. Park it, and then you know the gas light was broken. I mentioned, so just turn it off. Burning gas and getting stuck here. Well, yeah, that was a good idea until she came on trip trip, and then
yeah.
we end up getting it choppy. We're lucky, but we made it a little fun. We made it home, so
still don't know if it's Saturday or what, but we got it started and got.
I
okay, out of there.
Some corrosion control.
All right, we'll talk about two
yeah,
cars.
Really. I was going to say, we got another vehicle here.
You tell a story. Funny.
Because, well, I didn't know that, well, because
it's
I broke
it away right away.
Yeah. Our, oh, okay. Well, because I drive, I have a little bit of an extension, but it's just fucked up. It's not proper because we have, like, these concrete barriers. But, like our neighbor, we just have them pull up and drive so the car's halfway into the backyard. So we can, like, back out of the garage without freezing it. But, no, we talked about how we've, you know, kind of been leery. Coming up the driveway, coming home, and then, like, just tapping the back of the car. And we got a bluff in our backyard that drops to the second level. And then it goes about maybe 20 feet or so, and then there's a fence. And then it goes about 4 feet, and then there's a cliff that drops into the next neighborhood. But we're kind of on a cliff, so, I mean, we've talked about how we always come home and, like, wanting to, like, just hit the car and it would start spinning out of control. And then it would go barreling over the bluff, through the fence, down the cliff, onto the road, and then it would go down that little hill and then eventually either end up in the river somehow, still spinning out of control.
There's just no
and then him and his mom would be going over the bridge and he'd see his car and his spinning in circles going down the river. But so it runs better than ours right now.
How do you think he would react?
He'd probably look at it and smile and say, "Oh, hey, is that my car?" He's always smiling. I mean, he talks about other people getting high and shit, but yet he's always smiling when he talks about shit. It's like,
oh.
It's like, he's got like a big natural high. So it's like, no matter what.
He's always dumb like that.
Yeah, true. Oh my god, the Star game, dude.
Oh my god.
Dude,
talk about it.
I talk about it. Okay, when they were about, oh god, how old was the guys were?
10 or 11.
Yeah, about that age. When they were all younger and we lived at, they lived in the apartment building across from us out here, St. Paul. Every time the two brothers would come over, Tim would always be like, "Well, just me up tonight."
Oh, God.
He would always say, "Can we play Sorry?" Because we had Sorry and he loved that game. So one day I told him they could take it home. So, you know, the flaps from the box were kind of torn and stuff. So I helped him. I said, okay, I think he had that in another game. I can't remember. But
I thought it was just Sorry.
It might have been just Sorry. Yeah, I think it was just Sorry. Okay, so I gave it to him. He's carrying it, right? But he has, like, the long part, you know, sticking out. And he's, like, carrying it. make sure the, I don't know, I thought I had them taped up, but yeah, I had the flappy things taped up, so, but anyway, Andy was leaving, he was supposed to hold the door open for Tim, but Andy opens the door, Tim starts to walk through in the door, I guess, he makes it to the door to go out in the hall, and then as they're leaving, to go out the second door to go down the stairs, Tim was trying to walk through, and Andy was ahead of him, and he opened the door, and then he let the door slam shut. I guess the air tanks weren't on it, so it didn't have that, you know, it wasn't set slow like that. He'd open it, and it slammed shut. Well, he purposely did that. So it's like, he walks through it, and Tim's walking through, and he's holding the game, and he lets the door shut. The game... All I remember is I'm standing at night also and I see flying everywhere and the box like pulls up into his face and there's Sorry pieces everywhere. He's like,
"Oh man, you want me to
do it?" And all I know is, and then the door opens and Andy says, "There's a big spot."
Oh, Kim!
And Kim's on the ground trying to scatter up all the pieces and stuff. He's like, "Oh, yeah, Jimmy!" And he's like, "Oh, Andy, baby, jump!"
Oh, God.
And Andy, there's a bit.
Oh my God.
Woo! Did you get it free?
I was.
We're talking about.
I'm fucking dying here. Oh, fuck.
Tim was trying to go out the door and you're supposed to open for him and you're